This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to the Leadership Forum.
We call this the Leadership Forum,
where we discuss leaders and followers.
It's not a political trick.
This episode is a repeat of the live session that happens on Monday's Mid Morning Show with Omboi Mboro.
Every once in a while, we have to talk about some issues that affect all of us.
Featuring the Bishop of Christ is the Answer Ministries, Bishop David Oginde.
There are things that one can be able to do in order for them to be able to get to where they want to go.
The Leadership Forum.
Leadership Forum, only on Hope FM.
Listen and live.
It's the Leadership Forum on Praise Junction at Hope FM. My name is Omboi Mboro. We get right to matters to do with leaders and followers. Last time, if you were with us, we looked at destructive leadership. We looked at the three ways that destructive leaders act, and that's through dominance, through coercion, through manipulation. That's the practice of destructive leadership. And then we looked at the five features that would describe destructive leadership. We looked at the carrot and stick kind of reward punishment way. We looked at the leader being leader oriented rather than organization oriented. We looked at compromises on the quality of life for the team and the organization. And we said that therefore members are always disgruntled and demotivated in this kind of leadership. We also looked at destructive leadership, not always obviously being bad. And Bishop was saying, perhaps we could see some good that remains and therefore put a benefit of doubt. Number five, we say that it is not always the product of a destructive leader. It can also be the product of gullible and susceptible followers. And then we talked about the conducive environment situation that can make or that can perpetuate destructive leadership. Those were the five. You remember all that, Bishop? I've just reminded you where you left it hanging last time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we talked about the toxic triangle. As I said,
dominance, coercion, manipulation. Is that it?
No.
Which one?
That is not it.
Which one?
We said
last time.
We said that destructive outcomes are as a result of three factors. The first is the leaders, the destructive leaders. The second is susceptible followers.
Yes.
And the third is the conducive environments.
Yes, you did
that's,
say
that's
that.
What we you do remember you something
did,
like that?
You did say.
Yes.
Did you really call it a triangle?
And we called it a toxic triangle.
Toxic triangle. It is
a triangle of leaders, followers, and environment.
And the environment.
Yes.
Yeah, it's there.
So we were just about to look at what is it that makes leaders, or how do you identify leaders who are tending towards destruction, or what are the factors that make leaders become destructive? Then we look at the followers, then we look at the environments.
All right.
That lead to, that's what we call the toxic
triangle.
So studies show when we look at leaders, just for those of our listeners who have joined us now, what we are presenting here is a study that was done by three scholars called Art Padilla, Robert Hogan, and Robert Kaiser. So these are the three scholars who came up with this study. So just in case I sound very knowledgeable, these are the guys who came up with this. And in their study, they found out five critical factors that lead to destructive leadership, in as far as the leader himself or herself is concerned. Very interesting. The first one, they said, is charisma.
The fact that he has charisma.
The fact that a leader is charismatic or has charisma. The second one has to do with the personalized use of power. The third one is what they call narcissism, and I'll explain them briefly. The fourth one is what they are calling negative life themes. And the fifth one is the ideology of hate. So these five factors were found to make a person tend towards destructive leadership. Now, in charisma, they found that leaders who have charisma have both positive and negative, they behave positively and negatively. Their charisma makes them to be good and bad people at the same time, if I put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That charisma is such, it's not a gift, it's a characteristic of an individual that makes a person able to do things, persuade people, get followers, because they are able to speak and be heard, you know?
Mm.
And that is very good in leadership, because leadership is about persuading people to take a particular direction. So if you have a good leader who has charisma, they lead people in the right direction. But if you have a bad leader, they lead people towards destruction.
Because they are effective.
They're effective because they are believable. When they speak,
yeah, you believe them.
And even if you don't agree with them, you tend to say you must be the one on the wrong.
Mm.
I must be the one on the wrong.
You doubt yourself.
You doubt yourself. He seems to know what he's talking about.
Very dangerous.
Mm. And if you look at, because as I was reading this, if you look at the religious sector,
mm-hmm.
especially Christianity, you'll find that most cults are led by charismatic leaders.
Yeah.
Because they come up with this twisted theology or practice, but they present it in such a convincing way that even though you doubt yourself, you think, I must be the one on the wrong. The man of God must be right. You know? And then, of course, there's this whole thing of not questioning the man of God.
Mm.
So you end up in a situation, therefore, where you are forced to believe an idea, not forced here, not the normal force, but you force yourself to believe a lie. Because this person presents that lie in a very convincing manner. So that is the negative side of one of the negative sides of charismatic leaders, that they are so convincing, they are so persuasive. Then that charisma, therefore, was found that many followers would follow their leaders even when they knew the leader was wrong, but just because of
it is
his
him.
Persuasive, yes, because it is him, they will follow and they will do what he or she says. And there are three, four areas in which this situation happens among the charismatic leaders.
All right.
Vision. Charismatic leaders are able to describe the future in a way that you long to be part of that future. Now, that is very good if that future is real and you are being led towards a positive, real good vision. But that is dangerous if they are painting to you a false future. Why do, for example, young people strap themselves with bombs and blow themselves as suicide bombers is because somebody has given them, painted for them a future that is so attractive, but whose cost is very high. But they are willing to pay
the price.
The price. Because they have been convinced. So charisma is such a dangerous trait to have. It's like a bomb itself. You know, you can use it positively, you can't use positively. it's a tool that you can use positively and use negatively at the same time. Mm. And the person who has it must be able to know how to use it. I think that what I was talking about is the police with the gun.
Mm-hmm.
The gun is with the police is to be used to defend and protect the people, but it can also be used against the people. Yeah,
true.
So, vision is a key area where charismatic leaders could lead their people to destruction. Self-presentation is another one.
Another area. Okay.
In terms of use of charisma. Charismatic leaders present themselves in ways that they look great and larger than themselves. because of the way they are able to talk, present ideas, they are so convincing. And when they talk about themselves, and many charismatic leaders have no problem talking about themselves. You'll find that
it goes together.
It kind of goes together.
Mm.
Not always, but in many cases, you'll find that a charismatic leader has no qualms about talking about their achievements and what they are able to do. And all those kinds of things.
All right.
But they present them in a way that you don't even feel offended. You know, the rest of us, when I talk about myself and my achievements and so on, you almost feel offended. Why are you telling me? Why are you telling us? It sounds like boasting.
Yeah.
But not
bragging.
So. bragging, yes. For the rest of us, that's how it sounds. It's bragging, it's boasting. But not so with charismatic people.
How does it sound like?
It sounds like I want to be like him.
Oh. Okay. Hey. Wow.
It sounds admirable. It sounds good. It sounds like yes, you know. And you find people cheering them on and let them say more.
Hey.
Yeah. I don't know whether you have experienced that or observed it. But it happens, you know. So if I'm telling you how great my wife is, my children are, what I've achieved, the car I drive, places I've been, and so on, and so, you cheer on and say, yeah, Bishop.
That's how you want to go. Oh.
Yeah, because of just the way they present them, it is not offensive. It is not offensive.
No. You're a man of God. What do you call this? What do you call that? What is happening?
It's a kind of deception.
It's deception.
It's kind of deception. That's why we say that charisma is a dangerous thing.
Okay.
It's a very dangerous trait. It's a good trait, but a bad trait at the same time. If the person who has it does not know how to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing.
It's a good thing because it can drive results. It drives followership. It gets things done.
But when it
goes, I wish I had just a bit. I could do many things.
Okay.
Yeah. A charismatic person can make you feel so bad about yourself. Not in a bad way. Just pitying yourself. How come some... not like this and not like that. While they make themselves look so good and so great. Self-presentation.
All right.
The third area is personal energy.
Some people have energy. It is true.
They have energy. They go and go and go, greater than the Energizer.
Yeah.
They are able to do so much over such a long period of time that you cannot keep up with them. You can only stand and admire. They are energetic.
Where did they get the energy?
It is part of personality. You know, charisma is personality. It's not something that you acquire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is part of personality. It is part of your personality. So the charismatic people just have this energy, you know, that keeps them going and going and going, and they can start many projects, many programs at the same time, and they are all successful, or all they appear successful. And they just leave you admiring, you know, thinking, yeah, I wish I
could. What is wrong with us down here?
So
wow.
That is what makes charisma an ingredient for destructive leadership.
Mm-hmm. I can see how.
You can see how.
I can.
Yes.
Yes.
So it makes charisma an ingredient for destructive leadership. And since we are in a Christian station, I would say that for those of us who are blessed with charisma, like Paul, I think it's Paul who, is it Paul or James anyway, who said that we teachers will be judged.
It is James.
James, yeah, I think it's James. Will be judged more severely. I will say we charismatic leaders will be judged more severely, because you have a tool that you can use to do great things for the kingdom. But you have also a tool that you can use to destroy the kingdom.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was wondering who in the Bible had such charisma. Would that be Paul?
Paul had charisma. And
the vision.
Though he doesn't seem to have been an orator, because he himself says when he appeared before people, they said his letters were more powerful.
But
than,
he wrote, so...
Yeah, he wrote powerfully.
Yeah, it's
he
powerful.
Wrote powerfully.
It's still a presentation.
Yes, but you see, Paul was able to manage himself.
Yes.
He says, I beat my body, keep it under. So he was very careful how he used that charisma, not to draw people to himself.
Yes.
But to point them to Christ. In fact, when he got to the place where he was almost forced, in 2 Corinthians, he was forced to defend himself, because it was an act of defense when people are calling him a false apostle, you know, all those kind of thing. And he was now forced to also pull out his credentials.
Cindy. Cindy was mad to
yeah.
do that.
So he says, you've made me to... You know, I've gone out of my head, my mind, to even say this, because he's so aware that if he puts his credentials, he can compete with them. In fact, he says, "Do you speak in tongues? I speak more."
Yeah.
You know, he says, "I've been to the third heaven, where you people have not been."
Yeah,
yeah. But he says it's foolish to talk like that.
I see. He keeps interrupting himself.
Yes. So. But if you are not aware, you go to the third heaven and everybody has
we'll
to
know. The press will know.
Yes. And nobody then can talk to you, because mere mortals who have never been even to the second heaven, how can they talk where you are talking?
Yeah.
Because you have been to places. It requires greater responsibility and discipline for a person of charisma to really be a good leader.
Yes.
Otherwise, it leads to destruction.
All right.
It's a leadership that can get people into destruction. We talked about personalized use of power as the second aspect of charisma.
Meaning?
That not charisma, but is a second
factor
in destructive...
In the making of a destructive leader.
Leader, yes, right. Yes. This personal use of power is where the person uses their position, their authority, for personal gain and self-promotion. They are not focused on the people, and we talked about that earlier. So you will find that a person then amasses and uses power to grow more and more powerful rather than to implement. Because power is the ability, we said,
mm-hmm.
to do things.
Yes.
To make things happen.
Yes.
So the more power you have, the more things you are able to make happen if you are a good leader.
Yes.
So power is good when it is used to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
But power becomes destructive when it is used to build self.
Mm.
Yes. So this personalized use of power gets you to that place where you are building yourself rather than making things happen. So instead of pushing the agenda of the organization, you are pushing your personal agenda. That makes for destructive leadership.
All right.
This personal use of power also has to do how you treat those who you are serving with. A negative use of power here will put people in two categories. Anybody who disagrees with the leader, or who seems to challenge the leader, or who seems to not follow the ways of the leader, is dealt with viciously. And so soon people get to know that you never cross the path
of so and so,
of the leader.
Yeah.
But those people who follow and in solidarity with the leader, then they get promotions, they get accolades, they get, you know,
Rewarded.
So that is an abuse of power. When a leader cannot be challenged, a leader cannot be questioned, a leader cannot be corrected, a leader cannot be advised, you know that that person has power that has gone to their heads. They are headed towards destructive leadership.
That's an interesting one. So you're saying that the leader, this kind of leader, will see people in those two categories of either
you're either for me or against
you
me.
You are for me or you're against me.
Yes.
So on the day that a leader finds those words in their head, they should know they are
headed towards abuse of power.
For me or against me.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a dichotomous way of looking at people who you are working with that puts you in a dangerous spot.
Okay.
A leader should appreciate you. Remember when we were talking about transformational leadership?
Yes.
And we talked about individualized consideration. That a leader should have an individualized consideration. Jesus said, I know my sheep.
Yes.
Yes.
I know.
So that should be your philosophy.
All right.
So that when you're dealing with that person, you deal with them as an individual. You know their strengths, you know their weaknesses, you know what they are able to do, what they are not able to do, and you work with them at that and then place them in their rightful places. Yeah.
Mm.
But it's not you're for me, you're against me, that kind of dichotomous way of dealing with people.
Okay.
This power also, of course, leads to control and coercion in terms of achieving goals. So it's my way or the highway.
Mm.
Yeah. So when you find a leader gets to the place where people imposing ideas, goals, views on people, then you know that person is tended towards abusing power. And it has the characteristics of a destructive leader. So those are some of the factors I think we can pause there. There's three more.
The narcissism.
There's narcissism that we'll deal with.
The negative life themes.
Yes.
And the ideology of hate.
So maybe you can take one or two questions.
It's about Absalom. It's been asked by two people. Was he also using charisma when he enticed the people to follow him instead of David in 2 Samuel? The other one had asked, Absalom had charisma. Was he marketing himself against David? You remember how this young man did it?
Yes. And people followed him.
But he was being very nice to the people.
Exactly.
If only it's me, you wouldn't keep lining up here. And he would hug them when they came.
Yeah. Good example.
That was a misuse of charisma.
Good example there.
Of the five, as I just at a glance, the charisma, the personalized use of power, I'm seeing there are some things that one is born with. Charisma, you're born
charisma
with that.
You're born with, yes. It's a personality trait.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it came first.
Yeah.
Yes, I had wanted to ask which comes first. And I'm thinking,
no, they are not in any
first.
Particular order. They are not in any particular order.
But the charisma
order.
Came first.
It came first, not by default, not by in any order. But if you think about it that way, yes. But charisma is a personality trait. You are born with it. You know, there are people who are just charismatic. You know, and with charismatic here, we are not talking about the one of the Holy Spirit. We are talking about a person who, in the presence of others, they have just this sense of presence. People look up to them. They are able to articulate ideas. They are able to show direction. They are able to do things.
Yes.
When they talk, people listen. You know, they have oratory skills. Most charismatic leaders have oratory skills.
Yes.
And you could find that in a young child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what changed? Two boys born at a certain era.
Yes.
Very charismatic.
Right.
Born like that.
Yes.
How did one become a destructive leader and the other one did not, became a transformational leader? Where did they part ways?
They parted ways in the of course the use of the charisma, but also life experiences. We are going to talk about that later.
Life experiences.
Yes, what we are talking about, number five, the life themes.
Oh, that's where they parted ways.
That's in many cases, that's where they parted ways.
And how they interpreted them, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
How they interacted with life, how life treated them. Maybe we are running ahead of ourselves, but we could say that one of the things that was found is that people who suffered abuse, misuse, trauma, and those kinds of things in the course of their lives, younger lives, tended to turn out to be abusive leaders.
Oh.
So if you have a charismatic person, young man, who then goes into a system that mistreats them, abuses them, mishandles them, that person is most likely, but for God's grace, most likely going to be an abusive leader.
How so truly sad.
How so truly sad.
Okay.
Yes.
So we pick it up.
So life themes.
Life themes.
Is what most likely separates these two boys.
These two boys.
Yeah.
It would be nice if we could get some biblical examples of those two boys.
Yes,
I'm just thinking.
We will. God will give us.
God will give us some.
Bring
very
to mind. The Holy Spirit can bring to mind.
All right.
Yeah.
Teacher Dennis wonders whether Jesus is not a charismatic leader.
He is. Jesus is the most charismatic leader. You remember when he taught, and people said, He doesn't teach like our, you know.
Someone said no one ever spoke like this man.
Yeah.
Yes.
He people listen to him for hours.
I know. It got dark.
Yeah.
Yes.
And some followed him even in the dark to go and hear more.
Yes. And yeah. He had to give them food.
Yes.
Wow.
So he was a charismatic leader.
Transformational.
And yet he used that charisma not to draw people to himself, but to draw people to God.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
He when people called him good, he would say, "Why do you call me good?"
Yes.
Only God is good, you know?
Wow. Wow.
For us, we would say thank you. For noticing.
Wow. We run out of time, sadly.
Yeah.
But we have a few seconds. You could pray with us.
Amen. Lord, we just come before you at this time. I'm reminded of the status of our nation at this time.
Dear Lord.
Where a section of the population is dying of hunger.
Yes.
And most of it is because our leaders have stolen from them that which should have been theirs. Mm. We have destroyed the food that we would use to feed these people. We have put in place systems and structures that are simply destructive. Lord, we pray that you'd raise up from us men and women who have a heart for the nation.
Yes, God.
Who have a heart for the people.
Yes.
Who would know that that which they do is wrong, so that people do not have to suffer. People do not have to die because of decisions that have been made, wrong strategies that have been taken. Selfishness and greed that leads, oh God, to the destruction of our food system. Forgive us, Father. We pray that in the same light you'd provide for our people in this land, that we will not die.
Yes, God.
Deliver us, oh God, from destructive leaders, and raise for us men and women who will lead this nation in the right direction. When we hear the kind of corruption that is going on in the land, you know for sure we have destructive leaders. But we pray that you deliver us. And so we pray that the efforts that are being made to deal with these matters will bear fruit.
Yes.
To the glory and honor of your name, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Join us next week, same time, for another episode of the Leadership Forum.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.